Outstanding.
And what about this bit over here?
Oh, outstanding.
Mm-hmm. What about this bit?
Nah.
So you'd say it ends here?
Yeah.
Can I ask why this bit is outstanding, but this bit isn't?
Nah.
Cool. Do you like working for the National Association for Areas of Outstanding Natural Beauty?
It's okay. Welcome to Sketching Out. What is the point at which they say something is outstanding?
Yes, well, I don't know. And it doesn't seem like that sketch didn't reveal anything.
Nope.
It only asks the question.
Yeah, so I'm asking
only
you
poses
question.
Problems.
What do you think?
Well,
there's a line drawn somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's got to be where... I think the landscape has to have certain qualities to it, and then it stops having those qualities at some point.
Outstanding natural beauty.
The qualities that make it outstanding, yeah, in natural
right.
beauty. Like, you know, 8 shrubs per cubic meter or something.
Or like a Twix wrapper on the floor.
There has to be, yeah.
In the
a
areas
limited
where...
number of Twix wrappers.
Yeah. At some point, the Twix wrapper number exceeds
the level.
Quota that the National Association allow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Do you think there's a guy just outside an area of outstanding national beauty? He's like he's over the road from where it ends, and he's constantly trying to upgrade his house to get them to come over to expand the area of outstanding natural beauty.
They knock on his door.
Yeah, so they come in and they knock on his door. Yeah.
Hi guys, thanks for coming. Welcome to my house. Hey, I know you came the other week, but I got something to show you. Come with
Hi,
me.
Hi, Stephen.
How are you doing? How are you getting
I'm
on?
Okay, thank
Do you.
You
want anything? I've rigged the fridge with Tango Apple.
Yeah.
You can have as much
no,
as you
I
want.
No, I told you last time I didn't want it.
All right, come with me out to the back.
Okay.
Here, I'm just going to open the French doors.
Yeah. French doors, again, Stephen.
Yeah.
Don't feature on my checklist.
Oh, no.
There's no point in installing more French doors.
I just thought the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But come with me into the garden. Come here. Look, mm-hmm. I've built a pond for frogs.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty big.
For big frogs.
How big is it? Not big enough, Stephen.
Oh, well, I mean...
Stephen, we have locks in the National... Association Lots, yeah. for Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty. I don't see one waterfall around. Oh, wait, no, there is one. That must have cost you a fair dozen.
Oh, pounds. Well, it's no trouble, really. It'll all be worth it. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Have you got any cave engravings? Any anything of historical significance?
Well, I was out in the garden with my metal detector the other day, and I came across... Hang on, let me get it for you. This coin.
Can I have a look at that coin?
Can you not see it from there? It's quite... You see... Here, I'll hand it over to you.
This is one of the old pound coins.
Very old.
Well, it's circular, and it has Queen Elizabeth's head on it. And it says 2001.
She's been queen for a while, though. 2001.
I see you've cleaned up some Twix wrappers.
I'm glad you noticed.
There's still quite a few, but...
But it can't meet the quota, surely. What is it?
No, it's within the... It's not. The thing is, it's not just one area of a garden. We take it over... It will include the Twix wrappers in your neighbour's
Well, I can't garden. Do anything. I can't. I've tried talking to them. I told them I clean up their Twix wrappers.
Live in a better
free,
neighbourhood.
And I build them a frog pond and bury coins. I mean, and I said all kinds of things that I would do for them, but they didn't listen.
And okay. All right. Well, Stephen, it's been lovely to see you. We're not going to put you in today. Okay, all right, unless there's anything that you can pull out of the bag last minute, but I don't think so.
Well,
all right?
It's funny you should mention that, because,
Yeah, just putting on my shoes. I got new shoes. Do you like my new shoes?
Yeah, they're lovely.
I had to learn to do laces. I've only had Velcro shoes up till now.
Oh, well, take your time while I just get this.
Over, under, in and out. That's what something is all about. That's what... Lassoing is all about. That's what you've got. A double knot is something that I've learned as well in the past few weeks.
All right, look, I've just maybe consider my application. Come, why don't you come out the back door with me?
Okay, well, I'm right by the front door. That's highly irregular, but I'll come. Oh, 1 second, shoelace. Let me just tuck that in. All right, Stephen. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, and I hope you'll consider me. Seriously, and
yeah.
You know, I'm trying my best.
Of course, yeah. We'll see you in a few months.
Thanks.
All right. Now I'm just gonna open this door. Oh, Is that Yosemite?
No, that's the Grand Canyon. Oh, over there. Yeah, no, that's Yosemite. Yeah, I grew that.
Are you a city boy or a country boy?
Oh, what a question. Well, I was born in the city, and I've lived in the city forever.
All right.
Apart from 3 years at UNA. But...
But? There's a but?
Yeah, there's a but, which is that I actually think I'd prefer the countryside. And
what are you doing here? Why are you in the city? Go on.
Because everything of mine is here.
So you're attached to things. Your things are keeping you
people,
here.
I was
people are things.
Yeah, okay, so then things, yeah.
Fair.
And all my stuff.
Yeah, you'd have to get
my
a van.
My TV.
You'd have to get a van.
Yeah.
You don't have a van.
No.
So you can't move.
Exactly.
But so you'd say you're a city boy then, because you like having all your things.
Well, it depends who's asking and what the context of the question is and why they want to know, really.
You're on Mastermind.
And they say you're a city boy or a...
Da-da. Hello, it's me, John Humphreys, the Mastermind. The chair is cold. Someone needs to warm it up with their bum. First contestant, please. Your name?
Adam Schumann.
Your age?
28.
Your chosen subject?
The Simpsons.
And are you a city boy or a country boy?
I'm a city boy. Wait, I'm not sure. Can I...
You want to phone a mastermind?
Yes, please.
All right, 1 second. We're just connecting with a mastermind. Hey, catch this cup on a string. Hello, it's the mastermind, John Humphreys here.
Hi, this is Adam Schumann.
I'm on
Mastermind
at
the moment.
Pass the cup on a string to the mastermind next to you, please.
Yeah.
Hey, it's John Humphreys here from the mastermind.
Oh, John.
Adam's in the chair and he's been asked the question, is he a city boy or a country boy? And he doesn't know. So I'm going to pass you over to Adam now.
All right.
The next voice you'll be hearing is Adam.
Okay.
Adam, catch this cup. All right. Now you're both.
Hello, Adam. Hi, Mastermind. I didn't catch your name before. It's Pete. Hello, Pete. Listen, my name is Adam Schumann. I'm just on Mastermind at the moment, and my specialist subject choice is The Simpsons. I've been asked the question, am I a country or a city boy?
Oh, that's a difficult one. Well, tell me a bit about yourself, Adam. What would you like about the country and the city?
Well, Pete, I grew up in the city, but the thing is that I've also spent some time in the country, so I really enjoyed it. I love the beauty there, and I like spending time there. I like outdoor activities.
What do you like about the city, Adam, if there's anything at all?
Well, the city, it's, you know, I like the fact that all my friends and family are there, and I like that there's lots of stuff to do. I like going to the cinema. I like bowling. I recently got back into bowling in my adult life. It was so much fun as a kid. And, you know, it's just there's lots going on and stuff.
Oh, aye. That's true about the city.
Beep, beep, beep. Pete?
Gonna need an answer, Adam.
Pete?
Mr. Burns.
All right. That was fun. The next sketch is called Bath.
Bath. Would you like some bubbles?
Ooh, yeah, that would be lovely.
Okay, and bath tray, duck, toy boat.
All right, that's good. Thank you, honey.
Bath tray.
What? Why do we have two baths?
Duck.
Oh, God, what the hell are you doing?
Boat.
Oh, my God, is that the black pearl?
Bath bomb.
No! Oh, that smells nice. What is that?
Return fire! Return fire! Bring me that!
That was Bath. If you were developing a new bath product, what would it be? Theo Pathetis comes to you from Dragon's Den and says, Adam, I know you didn't make it onto Dragon's Den, but look, I want to hear it. I want to hear your big pitch. You said it was about something to do with baths. I love baths. What have you got for me?
I've got...
Let me just put out my table and pile of cash. Okay, I'm good to go.
So what I have for you is the future of bathing.
I'm listening.
You ever shoot hoops?
Like basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever look at yourself in the mirror?
Yes, quite a lot.
You ever danced under a fountain in the summer sun?
Yeah.
But have you done them all at the same time and in the bath? What I present to you is the mirror hoop fountain. And as you can see, it comes with ball. It's a basketball hoop that floats in the bath. The backboard is a mirror, and every time the ball goes through the hoop, it pumps a pump, which sprinkles, and it's like a fountain. In the bath!
In the bath. And how is it powered?
Auto power.
Is there an app?
Oh, there's no app. There's a QR code on the ball.
Adam has seemed to impress Theophrastus, who is getting another briefcase of cash out and a table and putting more cash on next to him, which he does when he gets excited. Look, Adam, I really like this idea. I made my millions in shower products.
Yes.
So I've always been very anti-bath. So I thought this would be something that I wouldn't be interested in. Your innovation is incredible. What do you do day to day?
I take baths.
Right. Well, so you've got a lot of consumer research put in. That's pretty impressive.
Loads.
What are the figures like? Tell me about the figures.
3 or 4 baths a day.
No, I mean for the company. But actually, no, that was my second question.
Okay. For the company, well...
How much does one of these cost?
£35.
And how much is manufacturing costs?
Probably around £6.99.
Right. That's a healthy profit of... I could help you get that margin up.
Could you really?
Or down. Whichever one is good.
Could you really?
I could.
I'd choose you, Theo. The business is yours. You're welcome.
What percentage of it do you want? I'll take 1% of the business. I don't care. It'll be enough for me. I don't need a lot. And that'll be enough for me and my kids to live on for the rest of our lives.
You're very different from how I expected you, Theo.
Yeah, no, in the den, they make me all out to be this. It's all editing. I'm constantly like this. I keep throwing money at people and asking for no percent of their business back sometimes.
Yes.
But they edit it out.
Weird.
I know. They wanted to replace me, but there aren't that many rich people, I don't think, in London. So it's just me and the others.
Got you.
Deborah.
Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah, he's the tall one. Peter Jones?
Theopathy. Oh, that's me. All of them.
Well, all right. We've got ourselves a deal.
All right.
Want to get in the bath?
I thought you'd never ask.
I heard Captain Barbossa at the end of that sketch from Pirates of the Caribbean. You think he takes baths?
When they're on land. They would have gone to the local inn, Pirate Inn.
Yeah, it's the Pirate Inn at Pirate Bay.
Yeah, and they'd say... one pirate bath, please.
That wasn't a very piratey way of asking for a pirate bath. Here at Pirate... What was it called?
Pirate Bath and Beyond.
Here at Pirate Bath at the Beyond of Pirate Bay, we really like to get into the atmosphere of things.
Yar ha, me hearties.
You're home!
Yaha!
All right.
A scallywag I see upon thy horizon... A bath for me to wash my nether regions. All right,
I'm just going to stop you there because this is actually getting borderline offensive. We want enthusiasm, but like a lot of our customers here are pirates and, you know, let's just...
I'm a pirate. But
yeah. Just remember where you are is what I'm saying. Anyway, thanks so much for coming. We love guests. We love visitors. What kind of bath are you looking for?
I'm looking for the pirate. Tiest bath. Is this too much or is this okay?
Well, you're doing okay for now. I'll let you know when it gets a bit...
If it gets a bit too much, can I just speak my normal voice?
If that would make you more comfortable.
But it's what makes you more comfortable. It's your establishment.
Well,
I'll do piratey
for
a bit.
All right.
But again, let me know if it's good.
Sure.
I'm looking for a scallywagon bath with scents like treasure scents.
The treasure scallywagon scents bath.
No, and a pillow I be having and a tray with a nice glass of red wine. Rum.
Right.
Rum glass. That's what I meant to say. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's plenty of rum.
Do you have any wine?
No.
Good. I'd be having a bath pillow tray with rum holder.
So I don't know if you were given a menu at the beginning, but you can actually only choose from the options of baths we have here. I wasn't sure if you knew that.
Yeah, no, that makes
when
sense.
You were sort of going on a bit before.
Sorry. Okay, I'll take the one that you said before.
The Scallywagon Scents and Treasure Bath.
The Scallywag Scents and Treasure Bath. Could I pay extra for a pillow? You know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. The pillow, I can see, is included with the parlay cannon fire sound, what the plank bath.
Oh, yeah, you want that. That one, you. What happens is that you walk the plank and jump into a cannon, which fires you into a bath full of rum and gold coins.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, I'm gonna treat myself.
And what? How will you be paying today, Captain?
I'll be paying with these coins I came across.
Oh.
On a voyage into the deep.
Wow. Where did you say you came across these coins again?
It's from a wee known isle known as the Caribbean.
The Caribbean?
No, the Caribbean.
Oh, the Caribbean.
That's right. Comes from a deep, dark cave in the Valley of Death Skeletons.
Will that be enough? Well, moving on. The next sketch is called Box Crates. Hi there, could I get one pint of Tactical Nuclear Penguin and the Holy Grail Ale, please?
Hi! Welcome to Box Crates of Shoreditch fame. Have you been to Shoreditch Box Crates before?
No.
Oh, right, no problem. So you just have to sign in first, download the app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it only takes a minute.
Yep, yeah, no worries, okay.
Great. You downloaded the app?
Yeah, I think so, here.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, could I order some drinks?
Of course. Have you signed in?
On the app?
No, the QR code, just here. Just take a picture of it and log in. It's really easy, really quick.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that's it. Just verify your email now. Only takes a sec. Did you get the email?
The verification link?
No, the questionnaire. Once you fill out the questionnaire, you'll get a wristband. It's really quick.
Okay. I don't know what Kenya's oldest city is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's all right. It's Mombasa. Just type in Mombasa. Okay, that's great.
Can I...
Just go to my colleague Kate, please. She's going to give you a buzzer.
I thought you said it was a wristband.
No, you didn't know Mombasa, remember? You'll get an email when your buzzer flashes, which lets you know it's time to pick up your wristband. When the wristband flashes, you can collect your tokens from Mike. He's the guy just over there with the tokens, but those are his tokens. You can't have his tokens. He can use his tokens to get you tokens, though. Only takes a minute.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, you didn't do that well in the questionnaire. Mike will give you tokens in exchange for some hummus.
But I don't have...
You were given hummus when you came in, remember?
No.
Where is your hummus? Where is your hummus? Next, please.
Hi, I'm picking up my order. Here are my tokens, my birth certificate, and Mike's scalp.
Thanks so much.
That was Boxcrates.
Boxcrates.
Boxcrates, sorry. Have you ever tried a tactical nuclear penguin or...
It's not real, right?
Those are real. I was going to make up funny names.
Yeah.
But they'd already done it.
For you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I just stuck them in.
Oh.
But they're actually real things.
That would have taken you 4 or 5 hours to come up with a funny ale name.
I know, I saved all this time.
So Tactical Nuclear Penguin, what is that? What does that mean? And how would that be useful?
I'd like to know what it is about that beer in flavour or texture that screams Tactical Nuclear.
Someone probably went to the tasting factory before it was made and had to...
Describe what they want.
Is his first day on the job. He was like, oh, yes, finally, I'm the beer namer. And then he comes in.
And he has a sip and he goes... What is that? Is that... I'm getting a... Penguin? Yeah?
Very good.
Penguin?
A regular penguin?
In some ways, he is regular. But then, aren't all penguins strategic? Not strategic.
Forward planning.
Contemplative. No, it's not that. It's tactical. A tactical penguin. A tactical nuclear penguin.
Whoa.
My God, I'm tasting nuclear.
Okay.
It's the tactical nuclear penguin.
You can't call it tactical nuclear penguin.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
Because that's the tactical nuclear penguin over there. I named that one. You just read what I wrote above that one, and you're going to pass
no,
it off as your work.
No, I did no such thing. How dare you?
So you just happened to come up with those three words independently of me.
It's not that surprising, okay? My father, the tactician, John Penguin, he adores the history of the nuclear history. He told me this morning that the first nuclear bomb was tried on Bikini Island, and that's why they named the Bikini, because it had sexy implications, apparently, because it was nuclear. I don't really understand it, but he was telling me about it this morning, so it's really no coincidence, actually.
I'm very confused.
You seem confused.
I don't even like beer.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
I just... If there was anything else...
Yeah. What made you want to become a brewer?
I didn't. My father did.
Oh, Father's Day. I'll tell you. John Penguin, he's no barrel of laughs. He's no barrel of fish.
Robert Nuclear.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the Robert Nuclear. Gosh.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what conversations around the dinner table must be like at that family. You're doing God's work. I've tasted all your beers in the room today, and I liked the one before as well. It made me think, I had it from this cup, and I thought I'd call it the Holy Grail Ale.
You can't. That's the Holy Grail Ale.
That one over there?
Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous. My mother, Mary Grail, this morning was being all holier than thou sipping her ale. So it's really hardly a coincidence that I came up with this name.
I named this ale after my first wife, Mary Grail.
Wait. Father?
Do you think we'll see the end of Cash in our lifetime?
Ooh.
Peace at last?
The thing is, I don't know. This is probably naive of me, because I'm sure there are ways of keeping things off the record without Cash. But yeah. Given the fact that there is, an enormous criminal industry.
That's one of the reasons why I think it's difficult to wipe out. Right. Because it's a lot of it is in the dark FTSE 100.
Yeah. And they have to launder that.
I was told by my security software on my computer the other day that my password was on the dark web for everything. And it turns out basically everyone's is. Did you know this?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean it's on the dark web, your password?
There are, as in on the dark web.
They sell passwords to people. Oh yeah,
usernames and passwords to things.
So if I wanted to, I could buy your passwords from someone on the dark web, is what you're saying?
I guess.
Oh, okay. Wow, no, I did not know this.
I mean, I can tell you my password if you want.
What? No. Yeah, no. That's fine.
Don't pay him. Don't worry. It's a gift. Your password will be on there as well.
How did anyone get my password?
Things
I've
get
only
hacked
told
into.
It to 10 people. And they're close one
them,
friends.
One of them has leaked it to the dark web.
So, okay, so they hack it, right? How do they do that?
What do you mean? You've seen the films.
A
big thing comes up that says hacking. And then the guy furiously types in the keyboard, and then it slowly goes up in a percent because someone's made a loading bar for the hack.
Yeah.
And then you hack in.
Sick.
Then the guy goes, I'm in. But then there's someone else hacking on the other side trying to unhack them.
Oh, I was just going to say, what sort of issues could they encounter while hacking? As in, what could come up that they didn't predict?
Oh, they've got a sub-security system that's trying to
scope
me out.
Okay.
And then he'll have to furiously type harder on the keyboard.
And faster.
And faster in order to overcome that. And then she will go, God, he's good. And then she will start typing on the keyboard even faster.
How fast can they go?
No, I know. And then there's just a guy standing beside each of them, just staring at them, being like, come on, come on.
Wow.
Yeah. And then eventually it just says hacked and goes, doo-dum. And then there's just fireworks come on in Windows 98 style.
Yeah.
And a big smiley face. You've seen the films. But it's great problem solving.
Yeah. Doing a really hard cryptic crossword.
Well, they say if you're good at cryptic crosswords...
You're good at coding.
Then you should give up any career you're doing right now and move to San Francisco tomorrow.
For the Cryptic Crossword World Championship.
That's right.
Held annually
coming
at
to
the
you
Bay.
From... well, we're glad you all found the location of the event because we weren't very specific in our directions. You could say... Well, that's all the time we've got.
Thank you for listening today.
Hope you're enjoying your commute, your sit down at home, or work, or plane. Or Underground Railroad. You don't have to travel to an area of natural beauty to be outstanding. If you think we're outstanding or not outstanding, in fact, if you think if we're anywhere on that spectrum,
let us know.
Let us know. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts.
And follow us on Instagram and Twitter via the website at coldplatescomedy.com.
Coldplatescomedy.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next time.
Yarr. And also, Malcolm's not written in, which is unusual for him, and we're worried.
Yeah. If you could give us a call if you see him, he looks like...